Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlski. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Barrett steals third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad fields the ball and throws to McFadden covering. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Skerritt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skerritt moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Tote reaches second base with a double. Skerritt scores. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rothrock. O'Rourke scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bain now pitching. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Red Badgero. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Blue moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blue scores. McNeely moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNeely scores. Maynish moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Ed Carroll now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball towards right. Barrett catches it and throws to home to double up Maynish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing right field. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhein moves to third. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-2 in the game. Narlski hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rhein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely bunts in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Gaston now catching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell is hit by the pitch. Melillo moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 8-3, Browns. Ray Dobens now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Dobens covering. Safe. Farrell scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 9-3, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Gaston and he is out, Narlski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Ray Dobens. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Narlski hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Russ Skerritt. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow now playing left field. Herb Bradley now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bigelow. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Phil Toad. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to second. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Reeves moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams pinch hits for Elliott Bigelow. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.